Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat. Welcome back to the final hour of Tip Today, 1800-938-007. Liam, thanks for the lovely compliment, and I'm delighted to know that a gentleman living in Kilkenny is tuned our way every single morning. I was quoting, I was getting above myself earlier on, I was quoting Yeats and Romantic Ireland being dead and gone, it's with O'Leary in the grave. But you see, my very learned producer Doc went and found the whole piece for me, and you know, it's great, it'll bring you back to your school days. What need you being come to sense, but fumble in the greasy till and add the halfpence to the pence and prayer to shivering prayer until you've dried the marrow from the bone. For men were born to pray and save. Romantic Ireland is dead and gone. It's with O'Leary in the grave. Oh, the memories indeed. All right then. Muriel is with me from Marito 8020 with our health cell. Good morning to you, Muriel.
Morning, Fran.
Where would you get poetry at this hour of the morning?
I just listened to it and I have goose pimples. Mammy loved poetry. Mammy loved English. And she used to, like, all of that, you know, the daffodils, yeah. And she'd recite them to us, like, for no reason. It should just come out of nowhere. And, like, she had perfect pronunciation and everything. She'd kill us if we didn't pronounce her words and everything right. And that just totally brought me back.
I had a very bad reputation years ago for when I'd have a few drinks. I'd be up on a table doing poetry when we'd be on tour in England, and it was normally Republican poetry.
No, seriously. We need a night out.
I know. We certainly do indeed. Yeah. You got me to sort of document what I eat and drink. Mm. And I started on Monday to do it, and I have it before you now, unfurled beneath your feet. What do you make of
that? It's funny because I ring things that are bad, and I go through things that are good or whatever when somebody gives me their accountability piece. The first thing I have to say is it's a massive well done or a massive boule boss when you actually write it down, because that's the starting place of actually getting the thought process right of I want to do this and I want to do it right. So no matter what somebody writes down for me, I don't really care. I just feel that's step one. Okay. And when this starts, it's like, don't go backwards now.
Right.
Keep doing
and
the accountability
could I just
piece.
Add that I wouldn't be as good as this normally, okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Since then, I knew I had to look after things where you were concerned and other circumstances as well. So that's why it might be a bit better than my normal diet would be.
But that's okay, because the minute you do the accountable piece, like my world is the education and the support.
Yes.
So now I am literally behind you, kind of propping you up and sitting on your shoulder to say, right, you can do this.
So are we going to do this and we're going to monitor this?
Totally, because I feel, Fran, there's so many people out there, like you have got thousands of listeners. There are thousands of listeners that aren't able to get this right. Thousands of listeners that have stress in their world and all of that piece. And like when anything like that, you've got to make sure you're well. So they need the education and they need the support, and they can't come into me and whatever. So let's help them. So we'll do it through you, if that's okay with the listeners and okay with you.
Yeah, of course
we'll do
our
best that we can get it fairly right.
So do you want to pick holes in this for me?
Okay, so first of all, before I pick holes, you've done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
The positives for me are you've had three meals a day,
yes.
And there's no snacking. So that's number one.
Now, that's unusual for me. I'm holding my hands up here, but just this week,
But that's
snacking.
Really important because the gut has to rest, repair and reset.
Okay.
So if the gut gets something to eat, so if you eat something in the morning time, give it a chance to use it, okay? Let yourself go until lunchtime. The same thing. Have your food or whatever, let it repair, let it reset, and then you go again at tea time.
Mm.
And even if you want something then later on in the day, some people are different. They might need something at 11 o'clock.
Mm.
They might need it at 4. They might be okay until they sit down at night. You're somebody that likes sitting down at night with something. So when your day is done and you come down on the nights you're able to come down, that's where you have to be able to do your snacking piece or have something to snack on, right?
Mm.
So you've done three meals, you've done no snacking, you've only had one glass of wine and you've only had one Red Bull, which I'm blown away by.
But this is a remarkably good week. I'm trying to be as honest as I possibly can where this is concerned.
And I'm giving you those positives.
Right, okay.
Right?
Yes.
So those positives for you, you need to highlight. And I'll give you this piece back before I leave or whatever, because if you only kept those three things going for me for another week, I'm on a positive note then straight away. So without making any other changes, to stick to three meals, to stick to no snacking, to stick to your glass of red wine and your one or two Red Bulls or whatever, that's a good starting place.
Okay.
Straight away, you're starting to reduce inflammation. You're starting to do the accountable piece and you're starting to do the consistency piece.
Right.
So that's number one. So no big orations or no big plans or no big promises. The other thing is, you said like, can I keep it going into next week, into the week after? When you're doing something like this and say you're 60, you've habits of a lifetime behind you. So to create new habits is hard and it's going to take a little while, right? So I don't look at like next week, I look at like the next meal. So all you should be looking at the minute is, what am I going to have for my lunch?
Right.
Make sure you have a good lunch and then leave it be. Don't overthink it. And if you're thinking about food and you want something nice, then at tea time, have your tea time meal or whatever. And you know, even if you go off track, you flick the switch and you come back again. And I say that, even people say to me, what am I going to do for the weekend, Muriel? It's Easter weekend. I'm going out for lunch. My son is cooking. We're going out for dinner. We're doing whatever. You have to live. So for me, if we can get this right for you, Fran, 70% of this time even, and the other 30% you let loose, I'm okay. And you look forward to your let loose period, if that makes sense.
It does. It does indeed.
Yeah.
I can already tell that, okay, let me take Monday, for example, just to inform listeners. For dinner, I had some cottage pie, or shepherd's pie, however you want it, with some chips, and I had a glass of wine with that. Lunch that day was a chicken and tomato wrap with a small side salad that I didn't really bother with, and I had some tea with that. But the breakfast was these breakfast oat bars. There's two in a little packet.
Yep.
And I had that and a huge big coffee.
So you see, for you now, because I know you well, right?
Yes.
Your breakfast bars were like a massive step up from your Twixes or your chocolate.
Absolutely.
And your Red Bull.
Absolutely.
So already you've made changes to me that are really good, right?
Yeah.
So my next step for you now would be, could you actually, if you're not eating like on the go, could you actually just take an extra 10 minutes at home before you leave and have your two Weet-Bix?
That's what I must do.
Yeah. Or have like a couple of slices of brown bread, like your McCambridge bread, and put something on it. So like eggs, yes, take my, like my eggs this morning took 2.5 minutes. So they're literally done by the time you have the bread on the plate. You fire them onto it. You eat them. I didn't even sit down. I hadn't time this morning. But I know now when I went out the door, I was full.
Right.
You know, I was satisfied. Some people, Weet-Bix and porridge oats don't work. So it's important to say that. For some people, they can't stomach porridge. But for other people, porridge only lasts a half an hour and they're hungry again. That it spikes their insulin levels. They have different levels of sugar within the body. So they just can't process it. It breaks it down to a sugar very fast for them.
Oh, I thought porridge would keep you feeling full.
No, no, everybody's different. So some people, it lasts until lunchtime. Other people, it doesn't. And if you're not a porridge person, that's fine. That's okay. I think for somebody like you, simplify it as much as you possibly can. Have your couple of Weet-Bix in the morning. If it's not two, if it's three, whatever it is, have your three Weet-Bix. Have your black coffee.
What would you have that in, milk or?
You're not dairy intolerant. You're not intolerant to anything.
Not that I know of.
If there's no cramping, no constipation, no diarrhea. If there's constipation or diarrhea, well then we'd watch dairy. If there's any cramping, we'd watch dairy. If there's any headaches, anything at all like that, we'd watch dairy. For now, no, we won't. We won't take anything out bar the big inflammatories. We leave dairy in for you, right? So have it with your milk. Enjoy it. Honey is brilliant. So honey feeds the good bacteria in the gut. If you don't like honey and you want something sweet, put your little bit of sugar on it. Normal sugar is fine.
I love honey, but I thought honey was...
No, everybody says that to me. And like people that come in, even like, you know, on the whole diabetes piece or whatever, a small little bit of honey isn't any harm. And it's a prebiotic. And a prebiotic feeds probiotics. So that feeds good bacteria.
Okay.
So if you want a natural sweetener, you can't go wrong with naturally produced honey. So something locally. So if you didn't change the rest your day and you had a good breakfast in the morning and you still had your chicken or your chicken wrap and your cottage pie, there's another good change straight away. You know, it's small steps, right? So that's a breakfast in the morning. And if you'll do that for me from now until next week, I'm really happy. Even at the weekend, if you want one day with your fry or whatever, that's fine. Your chicken tomato wrap with your small side salad. I was looking at you here and it drew my eyes up to heaven when you said you didn't eat the side salad.
Well, it was only a tiny little salad along with the...
For me, if the salad was in the wrap, I'd be delighted with that. But I'd prefer brown bread to a wrap because a wrap has a long shelf life. So like there's a 3-month shelf life.
Okay, tell me about that now. So a wrap isn't...
There's a lot of chemicals.
A better alternative than bread.
No, there's a lot of chemicals and there's a lot of preservatives in it. Okay, so... there's less consistency like there is in the bread or whatever, but there's still the same ingredients.
Now, you see, people are of the opinion that a wrap is much better for you.
No, bread. You'll probably eat less with a wrap, whereas you might eat four sandwiches and you might eat one wrap and you can fill a wrap up and it's easier to eat. But no, you're much better off with your brown bread. White bread does nothing. If I have white bread and I put a drop of water on it, I've told you that 10 times, it's going to stick the whole way up and down. And by the time we get to the bottom, there's no nutritional content. And the other thing is, it'll spike your blood sugars. OK, because it's sugar, it's ultra processed. Ultra processed food would make you want more food after your lunch. So within a half an hour, if you have a wrap, you're going to want something else. OK, so if you had your brown bread with your chicken, tomato and lettuce, you don't want anything else for 2 or 3 hours. Now, if you're going to snack between your breakfast and your lunch, you're looking at something like nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashew nuts, and you can buy them in the filling station. So when you go in to get your coffee in the morning, buy, like, have it. You have to have, like, nuts. You have to have dark chocolate. You have to have things like that in the car or here in your desk, because they're your to-go-to. They're your life-saving piece, right? So I'm going to wean you off chocolate, that we will get you eating the dark chocolate, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But there's still two better options than what you were having. So that's still
course,
two
yeah.
steps forward.
But yesterday I was going to do some rehearsal and then I was going doing a gig, but I began to get the most awful headaches. And I know with me it's because I haven't been having my usual huge amount of chocolate, Muriel. Huge amounts of it. Like, I mean, what do you... You're going to be horrified at this, but I mean, sometimes I would skip lunch and I'd be running and I would have two small Turkish delights. I'd have the large Twix and I would have a large Red Bull.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. So you can imagine your gut is like the embers of the fire at night and it's just not gone out, right? What you're putting in is like a box of fire lighters. Mm. Every single time you put that in. When you put that in, when you hit 50 or 60, every time you put it in, the flames go up. When the flames go up, they break down the body. So on one side, you've got food breaking down the body. On the other side, your hours are long, etc. You've got stress breaking down the body. So between both, you will get the chronic illness somewhere along the way. That's the next piece to come. So you're the car that's chucking along. The chucking lasts for so long and then the chucking stops. And that's when the illness comes.
Right.
So you've got to remember, when the flames go up, that's the sugar piece, right?
Okay.
Do you have to take out sugar completely? Unless you are really addicted to it, that when you start having it, that you need more?
That's what happens.
Yeah.
You see, once I get over 3 days, I've done this for years, once I get over 3 days of not having, I'm fine.
But
I'm
you're not putting in...
But the moment I'd have one more bar...
You're back.
I'm back.
But the problem with you, Fran, is you're not getting in enough essential fat. So essential fat will nullify. So I'd like to run your body more in essential fat and protein than you're running it on carbs.
What does that mean, though?
See here, your two breakfast biscuits are carbs.
Yeah.
Your tomato, your wrap is carbs. Your cottage pie with your chips are carbs. Okay. In your wine, you've got carbs. So you're running your body. I don't see any essential fat. I don't see any, like, extra virgin olive oil, your eggs, your avocado, your nuts, your seeds, your olives, things like that. You've got to have more of that. Because if I can run your body on that, your cell is full of that, that's making your body really efficient. It's driving down inflammation within the body. It's putting the fire out. Instead of flaming the fire, it's putting the fire out. And when you're running it on that, it automatically goes across to burn your body fat. So you're not changing from sugar to another macronutrient, if that makes sense. The other piece is, 70% of the cells in our body are coated in fat. Good fat is what we'd call it. If you don't have enough good fat, you're in trouble, okay? And that drip of the overload of sugar is constantly going into your gut. So you've no dopamine, serotonin. You've none of the feel-good hormones. So you need to get sugar from somewhere. So your brain will say, I need my serotonin hit. I need my feel-good hit. So it's going to look for sugar. So it'll pull from the sugar that you've put into the body. Within 20 minutes, it's gone. So it'll want more sugar. So it'll go back and say, Fran, eat more sugar. And that'll stay happening all day long. So you have this roller coaster. And then at night, you don't sleep.
Yeah. And because I didn't have time for a dinner yesterday, I had a chocolate bar and some tea at some point last night.
Yeah.
What is the result of that then, Muriel? Because, you know, I, like, look at me. Jeannie, Mac, I'm overweight, but...
Yeah.
I don't eat huge amounts of food, as you can see from there.
What has happened is, because your gut has so much bacteria, right? So we've got good and bad bacteria. Your gut has more bad bacteria at the moment than good. You need, like, the whole, what would you say, diversity of microbiome, right? Put it very simply, you probably have about 70% bad bacteria and 30% good bacteria. So you've got like a compost heap at one side that's fermenting away and you're adding to that continually. And then you've got these lovely flowers at the other side, right? That sugar is putting you on a roller coaster of contributing to that compost heap continually, right? So you're everything is wrong. Your sleep is out. Your mood is out. Your depression, anxiety, stress, joint pain, all of those things are exacerbated. And when you do it at this hour of the evening, your blood sugars automatically rise overnight. So by 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, they're going to hit their highest level. But you've put more sugar in on top of that going to bed. So you'd probably wake even earlier. So you probably have an intermittent sleep. You wake at 2 or 3
all
o'clock.
The time.
And then you're awake on and off all night long.
All the time.
While the cell is trying to empty of sugar. And then in the morning, you're like, by whatever, 5 or 6 o'clock, you have to get up and you're banjaxed. And you get up, and because you're banjaxed, you put sugar back in again to give you the hit you need to get going because you have a busy day. And it's like rinse and repeat. You're doing the same thing over and over again. So we have to pull you back and we have to run your body, if we can, on fibre, essential fat and protein.
And it's worth pointing out that because, I mean, I know that's not perfect by a long shot, but it's certainly, as you pointed out, a lot better than I would normally eat and consume. But the difference I've noticed is incredible. I mean, I was out late last night, I was doing a gig and stuff, but I feel sharper than I would normally do.
Yeah.
I feel better than I would normally do. Tummy issues that we won't go into in detail would be an awful lot less.
And this is without you even putting in the essential fat piece. This is without you even taking out all the sugar. So you're starting to quench the flames a little already. You're not putting the box of firelighters in. So the body isn't breaking down on the same level that it was breaking down. It's amazing. And even the alcohol piece, even just to reduce it a little, straight away gives us that piece. The body, and I keep saying this, your food can be your medicine or your poison. That's the way it is. Like, you can have a little poison and that doesn't do you any harm because you have to heal that open wound, which is the gut. Okay? So the stuff you're putting in is like your exacerbator. But if you can make 70% of your food your medicine, no doctor, consultant or tablets will give you what your food can do as medicine. That's like, and you're finding that out already after 3 days of still not eating even the right foods. Yeah. But to continue it is the problem, because your leptin and ghrelin, they're the hunger and satiety hormones within the brain. The leptin takes over all the time. Your hunger hormone, your ghrelin hormone will take over all the time, right? To say, I'm hungry, right? I need you to eat more, right? And that's over years. So you lose a certain amount of weight. You'll always put the weight back on because of these hormones not being stable, and you'll go a half a stone heavier. So it's up to us to try and give the body what it needs of the consistency and the good habits, that we stop them fighting with each other. So we stop them telling you, put more food in, stop losing weight, bring me back to that weight. Does that make sense? And that's your essential fat. That's putting the fire out.
Well, okay. But again, for clarity, tell me how I would introduce the essential fats into,
say
a lunchtime choice.
Well, say go back to your breakfast in the morning.
Yes.
If you're to have your Wheatabix, the simplest thing you can do with your Wheatabix is put a teaspoon of seeds on them. Any kind of seed, like your ground seed, mill seed, chia seed, flax seed, pumpkin seed, whatever you want, put a teaspoon of seeds on them, or else have eggs and avocado, or else just have eggs. Straight away you've your essential fat in. With your lunchtime piece, if you like fish, if you can add any kind of fish, salmon, tuna, tin sardines, tin salmon, eggs if you haven't had them at breakfast time, a small piece of avocado, or if you just drizzle extra virgin olive oil over your salad, straight away you have introduced your fat. If you don't and you have what you've had there, if you have a handful of nuts, or you know the shooter packs of nuts I'm talking about, straight away you have essential fat. So there's two meals by putting your seeds in or putting your nuts in or just adding in like eggs or avocado. You're straight away starting to nullify the sugar piece. Okay, dinner in the evening time then. So dinner again, of course it has to be fish. If you can do something like fish, that's brilliant. A dinner doesn't have to be a dinner. We get this into our head, we need to have a dinner. Sometimes we're too busy and we're not able to have a dinner. So like scrambled egg in the evening time on brown bread is perfect. Don't be afraid of eggs. There's a good cholesterol in eggs. Our brain needs that good cholesterol. Do you have them every day? No, you don't. But you can have them 2 days, take a break, have them 2 days, take a break, and put like salmon and avocado in the other days, if that's possible. If you're cooking at all and you don't like fish, add extra virgin olive oil to everything.
Right.
In abundance. Somebody said to me this week, I don't eat avocados. My husband has it in his head that avocados are really bad for you because they're full of fat. Get the difference between good fats and bad fats. Good fats, the small chains, they drive down inflammation in the body. Bad fats drive up inflammation. Essential fat, if we don't have it, we don't have that omega-3, the stress, anxiety, whatever piece.
And what we're doing here, is this a kind of reflection of how you would approach somebody who would go into you?
It's very like a consultation.
Yeah, okay.
It's very like, very softly. I never give out. I never say to somebody what you're doing is like way off the beaten track. I always work with what somebody can do, what's within their lifestyle and the foods that they like. So like instead of changing everything in your world here, like cottage pie is a good food. If you dry fry the mince and take off the saturated fat piece off it, you're doing okay with your cottage pie. loads of vegetables, have your potatoes or whatever, and then maybe have your nuts or something afterwards. That's a good meal. Spaghetti bolognese, the same thing. Yes, it's red meat and you're doing mince twice, but if you dry fry it, use something like Blue Dragon noodles.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, you're just right, get rid of the mince. Get rid of the fat piece off it, yeah. Loads of veg in it. Have you ever seen the Blue Dragon noodles, the whole wheat ones?
No.
Look for them in the supermarket. They're Blue Dragon noodle, whole wheat. Much, much better than your pasta. Pasta can be very starchy, you know, and that's very hard for the gut to break it down. Whereas with the noodles, those Blue Dragon noodles, they just break down. They're like your McCambridge bread. They work, right? Your next day, there was no dinner, yeah. But like potatoes, the mammy dinner, I've said it so many times. Like even if you can't do a lunch, you don't face a lunch in the middle of the day, a jack of potato and baked beans, a jack of potato and tuna. If it's a whole food and you can see it, for you going forward, Fran, if there's a lot of chemicals and preservatives in it, just put it to one side and look for the whole food. Okay, like a spud is a spud, a breast of chicken's a breast of chicken, piece of fish is a piece of fish, Weetabix is Weetabix, porridge is porridge, brown bread is brown bread. Simplify it, okay?
Right.
But you're to go to, and I have to get you on it, I'm going to have to buy you a bar, you have to get on dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate, yes. I tried it again.
Have to.
Over the weekend.
It's not trying it. You have to have two squares every single day, because if you have two squares, at least two squares every single day, you'll get used to it.
Well, the only thing is, I'd only have two squares of dark chocolate, whereas I'd have three or four bars of
but
the
that's
other.
The thing, you know, when you're craving something, if you eat the two squares first, it nullifies the craving immediately.
I love the way people home in on small aspects of what we say. One person says in capital letters, in other words, they're shouting at me, Fran, how long have you been an alcoholic?
Tell him to go away.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Somebody else saying, Fran, could you ask that lady, that's Muriel, about mixed fruit pots? Are they good? Because I was told to eat fruit, but now I'm told that these things are full of sugar. Confirm, please.
Okay, so there's good sugars and there's bad sugars. We talk about sugar all the time. If you can process it in your diet and you're very healthy and you've a good gut, all fruits are good. Okay, so listen to that. If you've a healthy gut, all fruits are good. But there is a fructose in some fruits, right? So if your gut isn't well and you're not able to process sugar properly, you've got to eliminate the high fructose fruits. What are they? Melon, pineapple, mango. The more exotic ones I talk about, bananas, grapes, things like that, you take out of your diet. Apples, oranges, peaches, plums, pears, berries, in abundance, have them in your diet. Okay, so it's again, it's how the body processes things, and it depends how well you are. And if you're like type 2 diabetic or something along those lines, you're taking out the high sugar fruits.
All right, somebody says, I'm a big fan of Barbara O'Neill. Could you ask Muriel what she thinks of her methods? Are you aware of Barbara?
I am. Some of what she says is absolutely fantastic, but some of it is gone way over the top, that if you were to follow it all and go by her methods to the letter of the law, you'd probably become
advice on diet.
Advice on, yeah, and she goes in a lot into pathogens and viruses within the body and how foods affect different organs in the body and all of that. And a lot of it is very good, but some of it is kind of gone down a rabbit hole that you wouldn't live if you were to,
Which is good. Very interesting indeed.
Yeah.
Easter is upon us. Chocolate will be everywhere, temptation will be sort of beckoning. What do you have to say about
okay,
that?
Okay, don't deprive yourself. It's unrealistic not to have chocolate, right? And don't go out walking.
The Easter eggs. And
yes,
all
yes. And don't go out walking to try and burn it off, because you haven't a hope in hell if you're eating like loads of chocolate. Go out to make yourself feel better and enjoy the
weekend. Am I throwing this at you now? But say an average Easter egg.
Yeah.
Go on, break my
heart.
Anywhere
between 1,200 and 1,800 calories in one egg. And you could eat an egg
like...
That's
an average size.
Yes, you could eat an egg in one sitting, couldn't you?
Oh, and that and another egg along with it.
And like literally, and a couple of bars of chocolate that are with it, yeah. So there's a lot of chocolate in it, and I kind of feel...
40 to 1,800 calories.
Yeah. Start the day right and have a good breakfast, okay? I would kind of push the eggs out until later on. Don't have an Easter egg on an empty stomach, or you're going to mess with your blood sugars that you're eating chocolate all day long. And you will feel miserable by evening time if you do that, right? I've a lot of people that have said to me, you know, with Easter eggs or whatever, is there good and bad ones, Muriel? Because they're on a plan with me already and they're kind of wondering, like, where can I get the decent Easter egg? So I'm just going to run through these. If anyone loves me out there, right, and wants to buy me an Easter egg, Hotel Chocolate, right, it's in Dundrum. I think there's another one somewhere else in Dublin or whatever. They do an extra thick dark chocolate egg or whatever with truffles. And the truffles have gin and vodka, and you actually taste the gin.
You're selling this very well.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's about €30, so Yeah, okay. It's beautiful and it's luxury. They also do another one that's dark chocolate and it has a creamy white yolk in the middle. So it's literally like a mousse or whatever. Beautiful. And like once you eat that, you won't eat a lot of the egg, right? There's another one you have to get on Amazon. You're probably too late now, but it's a melt vegan dark sea salt one. Okay, and they also do a salted oat milk egg. Now, these are about €30, but these are beautiful eggs. These are like a real treat. So if you think you can't have an Easter egg, you can have one of these. Tesco have a divine dark raspberry egg. Okay, so it's bitter chocolate. So the bitter dark chocolate. But you know the zing of the crunchy little raspberry bits? You know those things that are on, like the popping. You remember the popping candy or whatever? That's what that egg is like. But it's actually dark chocolate, so there's less sugar and there's antioxidants.
Emer's on to recommend Lidl's salted caramel dark chocolate. It's much easier to get to like than plain dark chocolate.
Yeah, she's right. The salted ones are brilliant. And Aldi actually have an egg for a fiver. It's a choco changer dark chocolate one. So that's only €5. So like, if you're looking for something like that, it's good.
Deirdre says Muriel is amazing. She's changed my diet. And where getting your chocolate and nuts as a treat is concerned, on a non-stick surface, put your favourite healthy nuts and seeds and drizzle good quality dark chocolate over until set. Break up into shards and use as a snack.
Yeah, she's right, and it's gorgeous. And you know, you can even with your nuts, you can glaze them in honey. So like even with the chicken breast, you could brush your chicken breast in extra virgin olive oil, then brush it with some honey, put some seeds on top, and you've turned something that's a protein into something really good with your essential fat and protein together. Yeah.
Now, Brenda has sent me a picture of what looks gorgeous. It is dark chocolate now, but with hazelnut in it. And it's a particular brand that I just can't see at the moment. Would that hazelnut?
Oh, totally. Because you've a nut. You've a nut with your chocolate. So that's what you need to be looking for, like that piece. But it's a re-education, Fran. It's resetting the mind and it doesn't happen overnight. But if every choice you make, you can think about before you do it, instead of doing the mindless piece, you have a better chance. And the minute you're writing it down, you're doing really well.
Right. Joe in Thurles says, I started eating one kiwi a day and now I wake up feeling on top form every day.
Yeah, a kiwi. There you are. Well, it's loads of vitamin C. You'll get double the amount of vitamin C from a kiwi than you will from anything else. So obviously his immune system was low and he's brought his levels back up by having his vitamin C.
Right. Somebody wants us to put this on podcast. Well, we always put it up there anyway, so we'd be happy to do that. And somebody's saying cottage pie just perfect for today and the weather that's in it.
So can I say here, right?
Of course you can.
Easter is a symbol of hope, renewal and new life. Okay, and Easter is early this year. So like maybe there's something in this weekend that things are going to turn a little, please God, with the weather and all of that. So if anyone is thinking of making, say, like a New Year's resolution, which we don't talk about, but next Monday or Tuesday would be a good time to say, right, I'm going to take myself in hand and see, can I become more well, if that's possible. And I'm going to leave you on the very last one because I always have my little tidbits or whatever. How many cream eggs are sold a year?
I have no. Do you mean in Ireland?
No.
Worldwide?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Billions, I suppose, is it?
500 million.
500 million.
I was blown away by that. There's actually 1.5 million cream eggs produced every day.
Good God.
Yeah.
And how much of that would I be responsible for? If people want to talk to you or the team, Muriel, how can they do
So call us on 052614881 or www.marito8020.com.
All right, great to see you as always. Thanks very much indeed for that, Muriel. And what, you're going to check up on me every week, so
every
I have
week.
To show you mine.
So you have to have it written out every week or typed out every week. And we'll talk through it very quickly every week. So if anybody wants to follow the plan from Monday or Tuesday, say Monday's a bank holiday, will you start writing it down yourselves?
Yes, because I don't want to be miserable alone. I want people to be miserable with me.
Yeah, and please message in. Let us know how you're getting on.
Yeah,
because
that's,
it's the support piece. It's like our own mini Operation Transformation or whatever.
All right.
We'll do it together.
Sorry, can I just clarify? Did Muriel say no bananas? I don't think you mentioned bananas.
No, I said bananas are high sugar. I said if you have a perfect gut and you're really healthy, especially if you're doing exercise and for kids and even older people, bananas are full of potassium and vitamin K, but they have a lot of sugar in them. If you're somebody who doesn't process sugar right, you have what we've said, constipation, diarrhea, bloating, gut issues, type 2 diabetes, anything like that, will then leave the high sugar fruits, and bananas one of them. Okay, it's a good food, but it depends on how well you are.
All right, very good. And a final one. Can you ask Muriel, is vegan chocolate better than normal chocolate? Vegan? What's vegan chocolate?
It depends on the ingredients. Look at the side of the box, and if the sunflower oil, palm oil, rapeseed oil in it, leave it to one side and don't have it. Have your normal chocolate, because that's just milk and sugar.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Muriel. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Fran.
We'll take a break. We're back with more in just a moment.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, Puck On. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.